Very happy bee.
Reminds me of Kenneth Klein and the Parlor Boys.
I do not know who that is.
I will play you some music of Kenneth Klein after. She's fantastic. She plays her ukulele. All right, fading it out. Hello.
That was classy.
That was good. We like that one.
There we
okay.
Are. Yay! Look at us being all technical and savvy.
God, don't say technical because I have so many problems with this podcast from the technical side. There's still only 10 episodes, the latest 10 episodes on iTunes.
And
there's no picture and it's by unknown. And I have been roaming the help forums for FeedBurner, for WordPress, for iTunes.
Have you asked like someone from contacted
this guy in England somewhere.
Yeah, why don't you ask the girls from Just One More Row? They use WordPress.
Yeah, I know. I will. Maybe I'll do that because it's just painful. So anyways, I'll figure it out. Actually, I have found a video we have at work, a thing called lynda.com where you can take training courses on any subject, online video courses. And they have one on podcasting. I'm like, ooh, I gotta do that. That's really work-related.
Oh, yeah, because that's... work-related, you and your crazy talk.
No, I will do it in my spare time, and maybe I'll learn
quote
something.
Quote-unquote, people. I have a cartoon at work that has it's a Dilbert, and the guy's interviewing the guy. He goes, I don't mean to frighten you, but you'll have to do work at work. And the guy that looks back, and his eyes are all wide, he goes, that's his crazy talk. And that's where I've gotten that from, too. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Skein After Skein, episode...
14.
14 is a charm.
14 was a charm.
You know what they say?
No.
Back in the village. Prove me wrong.
What's going on in your village?
14's a charm.
It takes 14 times to get shit right in your village.
Yeah.
Clearly, you're over there struggling. 14 times. Ding, ding, ding,
14's
ding.
A charm. Pom pom, 14 times later.
Hello, this is Michelle.
And Eve, Pandora 7.
And Skein number 3 is Jonesen because he thinks he's going to get a TREATS when he's not. Because these are mommy TREATS. Stop it. Be good.
And, I'll start off with Adventures in Yarnia.
Adventures in Yarnia.
The Chronicles of Yarnia.
Chronicles of Yarnia.
So last week I had to go to the yarn store.
I had to go
to the yarn store because I was finishing up. Hello, finished objects. I was finishing up my master's level 1 stuff, but I ran out of yarn, so I actually had to go to a yarn store to get this yarn and get this finished. So Lisa, my neighbor. Hello,
hi,
Lisa.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill. Came with me, and since half of the yarn stores were closed. And we decided eventually to go to Yarns Unlimited, who used to be in Santa Monica on Pico and Lincoln, and they now moved to Culver City. But not the Culver City on the west side, but the Culver City that's closer to the airport.
Okay.
That's
which is closer to me.
Culver City. So we drove, we get in the car. It was like 4:30, bright outside. We get in the car, we drive over there. And we drive. And we drive. And we drive. It's all of like 8 miles from my house.
I was going to say, it's not that far from
your drive. So finally, we get to the yarn store. We're in there for like 15 minutes, buy some yarn. New location, so much nicer than the old location was, because the old location was not so nice. It was very claustrophobic.
I don't think I've ever even been to Yarns Unlimited.
So we're going back. We drive back. We drive. And we drive.
What did you guys
go? It's pitch black.
Yeah,
dark.
It's getting dark early.
And Lisa looks at the clock. She's like, it's 5:55 a.m.? Is it 5:55 the next day? It was, I don't know why, because all together we're gone for like an hour and a half, right? But it was 4:30, so we hit
traffic
at the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was getting dark so early that we were like, oh my God, I think I just lost the day, you know? And Lisa was like, I need some beef jerky. We're on a road trip, you know?
Slim Jim, on a road trip.
It was like the twilight zone of yarn dropping.
Hey, here's an idea. Since you're rolling it with your right hand, why don't you put your yarn to the right?
Because the computer that is recording is there.
Why don't you scoot over?
It's all right. I'm making a giant pom-pom as we speak.
But she's having technical difficulties.
This is 1 year and now I'm fine.
Now you're okay. So we had to sit, my friend Trista and I. Hi, Trista, even though she
Hi, Trista.
Knit or crochet
or listen to the podcast.
Or listen to the podcast. she and I, on Black Friday, we got together and we went to Ulta and bought fingernail polish because I'm pretentious. And I have this thing, once I use a fingernail polish, it's hard for me to use it a second time.
Ooh, I'll take your leftovers.
Don't even get excited, because I don't buy cheap shit. So
I'll take your leftovers even more.
I eventually rotate back. But like initially, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can wear this again. I'm just going to buy new stuff. I tend to buy a lot of new fingernail polish. And so we went to Ulta, and I ran into Butter, which is a line out of London, at $15 a bottle, but I was all excited, and I made her promise me not to let me buy any. So we're at the counter. I'm like, I'm gonna go back and get the other one. She goes, you can't have it. I'm like, what do you mean I can't have it?
Yeah.
But she told me not to let you have it. I'm like, you're a horrible friend. I'm doing what you told me to. I'm like, whatever. So I didn't buy it, but I bought some other stuff. I bought some OPI, which I love. But we went and got our nails done. So we're hanging out. We go to Ulta and shop. We go get our nails done. We go and have lunch. We go to Salvation Army, and then we're like, I'm like, you know what? Because I was supposed to go out with a friend of mine, and he canceled on me because he wasn't feeling well from the day before. And he said, so I was like, well, I'm going to go to tattoo shops because there's some tattoo artists I want to interview. She was like, if you go, let me know and I'm coming with you. So she goes home. I come home. She's at my house like an hour later. We go visit four tattoo artists. Okay.
And it's all like up there in Hollywood?
One in Venice, three in Hollywood.
Okay.
And by the time
Venice tattoo shops, I don't know, they seem
monkey,
like
man.
Dirty, no?
No, in the city of Venice, not on the beach, not on the street.
Oh, okay.
No. This All is right. Ink Monkey is phenomenal. Really,
okay.
Really good. Yay, Ink Monkey. You're in the running. My top three of seven that I went to. And oh yes, and since I'm talking about the moral of the story was we were together all day. It was like 8:30. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so tired, and it's so dark outside. We're like, we've been together all day, but we visited Ink Monkey, Body Electric, Freak Chic, and another place I'm not even gonna mention because she was not nice, and we didn't like that shop at all. We liked the decor, and that was it. But Body Electric was phenomenal, and it's kind of in my first place for right now. It might be the place I go to. Freak Chic was really, really cool, really clean, which is really important when you get a tattoo done. And Ink Monkey was really great and was a female tattoo artist, too.
Oh, nice.
Which was really nice. You cut yours? Oh, I thought you were about to cut it open. I'm like, it's not done. I'm panicking. Oh, God. So I have a story,
we
too.
We went to the Kat Van D's.
Her shop
in Hollywood. We just happened to go to the next to a Ralph's of all places, and we went to Ralph's to go grocery shopping, and we're like, oh, it's Kat Van D's place, let's just check it out. It's a total tourist thing, you know.
I'm sure
they do nice tattoos and all,
but oh
no,
so she does great
work.
Like
people there who were like taking pictures, and they were selling
when you're charging
all sorts of
$2,300 for a tattoo for a session,
she got the name brand, you know. That's
I don't give a damn.
Unless I'm
getting
understand.
A sleeve, I'm not pulling out $2,300.
Right. No, I totally understand. I mean,
like, I was willing to go up to $600 for mine because of the size.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'll continue on the tattooing thing, and eventually we'll get to yarn. So I made the comment at Thanksgiving dinner that I was getting a tattoo, and all the older people just about died. Like, their heads almost exploded. It was pretty impressive. Oh, God. No, Michelle, no.
But tattoos, I mean, the older people at this point is the 60s generation,
no.
The baby boomers, and they have all tattoos. They're
no,
all
they do not.
Be a bit more acceptable now. To see
they all freaked
the
out.
The olden folks with tattoos.
No. Very non-tattooed, very conservative, very freaked out. No!
I do not have a tattoo. I've been wanting to get a tattoo for the last 25 years. I could not make my mind up on what I get. And I think if it takes me 25 years to make up my mind. It
took me 7 for my first one.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. Okay, buddy.
Monkey, it took me 7 for my first one. Well, I knew, but it just took me a while to get around doing it. And here, we should probably talk about knitting. We'll talk about tattoos later. But I have a story.
Yeah.
I have a great story later, too. But the tattoo
because
shopping.
Because we have talked in the last few episodes about penises, and it was
lots
about of signs of when you get beaten up. Where of course we had to end up on tattoos and motorcycles next.
And
week.
I just want to point out, just because I have a tattoo and I'm thinking about getting another tattoo, does not make me unintelligent. It doesn't make me a whore. It doesn't make me a slut. It
whore.
Doesn't make me. I am not a whore. It doesn't make me a pirate. It doesn't make. Although I do like the idea of being a pirate, it doesn't make me a criminal or a gangbanger. I am none of these things.
And she does not have the gangbanger eyebrows that are just one single pencil line over some shaved off eyebrows. So, yeah, okay. Not
all of this eyebrow is randomly thinning out. I don't know what the hell that's about. But, so, what are you, how many, what? I don't even know what we're doing anymore.
Works in progress. Oh, no, that question is the forbidden question. So, how many elephants in India?
For me?
Yeah.
Technically none. Like, I'm physically not working on anything.
On anything?
Because last night, I finished some projects, and I was like, I'm going to take a nap now.
What?
I didn't start anything.
How can you take
but
a nap before starting another project?
Because it was like 11:30.
You don't have any open projects?
Not anything I'm actively working on.
Oh, wow.
But I am going to start the Lyndhurst cowl by Lion Brand because a friend of mine saw my Noral scarf and she loved it. She loved it, loved it, loved it, and she tried to talk me out of it, and I told her no.
That's the one who goes to Europe?
That's the one that's going to Austria and Germany for the holiday.
It's going to be good.
And so she was like, oh, maybe one. I was like, okay. And I was like, I can't get it to her by the time she leaves. That means I'd have to forsake everything else to get that cranked out.
When is she leaving?
I don't know, sooner than I can finish it, though, I can tell you that.
All right.
And she wants it for her birthday. Oh, no, she's going for the holidays.
Oh, okay.
She's going for holidays, and she was like, for my birthday. Her birthday is like the 19th. I'm like, no. So this is a cowl. It's, as like I said, it's from Lion Brand. It's made out of amazing, and it's two strands at one time.
So you're going to make her dad instead of the scarf?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea, and it's going
to
be
I showed it to her,
she
was like, oh!
That'll be fun for you because you just sort of had your fill of Noral right now at this point, maybe at a later point. But
this is this fake Noral too, the Lion Brand.
No, I mean,
amazing.
The Noral pattern.
Yeah, I don't want to make that again anytime soon.
Yeah. Not that we hate it, but
no,
it's
loved
just,
it. It's
like,
just one by one ribbing.
Later.
This has like an inch and a half of, what you call it, ribbing, 2x2 ribbing. And then like almost at 9 inches or 11 inches of stockinette in the round. And then another inch and a half of ribbing. Like I can do that and watch football.
Cool.
So that's technically not a work in progress, but it kind of is because I got the yarn and I got the pattern out. So I'll probably cast on when you leave tonight when
right.
I watch.
So, yeah, okay. Well, I'm working on the Winter Wonder scrubbies. I bought the yarn, which is...
Aren't they due tomorrow?
They are due on December 2nd, so I got some time. Plus, we're the
moderators. Okay, December 2nd is the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Scrubbies take like...
I know that.
I mean, they're so fast. We have three... We're doing the scrubby in our dishcloth swap group, the Winter Wonder Scrubby Land Swap, and we have three scrubbies. They're like 3 inches big, so these things go fast.
I know, but I love how you wait till the last minute for everything.
Not everything, not true. Sort of. Can't think of anything right now.
I was going to say, give me an example.
Can't think of anything right now at this very moment.
Because if I remember correctly, I still owe you your book from this too. But
see?
But someone was like, I'm going to wait till the very last day.
That was a strategy at that point.
Not a strategy.
Here it is, just plain procrastination. No, actually, because I had to finish other things that were last minute. I didn't have time to do this.
I'm feeling a pattern.
So I'm working on the scrubbies. Christmas gifts galore. I have changed that to I'm going to go on shopping tomorrow for some Christmas gifts. Forget
about
this homemade stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like,
Juko, my friend who's getting the cowl, she's the only one that's getting a handmade gift. My aunt might get one too. But my My friend Trista, one of the reasons why I'm going to the tattoo shop tomorrow is to get her a freaking gift certificate so she can get hers done, or at least contribute to hers, because she's been bitching about the price.
Because I had this wonderful gift planned. Yeah, I was going to do this hot water bottle.
And I was going to ask you for one.
And those are still awesome, but I just did not have the time to do it. And my get-together is on December 2nd, on Sunday. So there's no way I'm going to leave. So I'm going to go tomorrow and shop for some Christmas gifts for some people.
The spa kits were for a get-together on Sunday?
Yeah.
Come on, ski number three, let's look her directly in the face and give her the look of shameful procrastinator.
Not procrastinator, I simply did not have the time because I was...
Because you were catching up on other shit you have been procrastinating on.
And I'm still making pom-poms, although I have very sad news. There is no way I'm going to not be able to do the pom-pom Christmas, yarny Christmas party
this
year.
But that's okay. If you make the pom-pom reef, I think we'll all be satiated.
I will make a pom-pom reef, and I have a giant bag of pom-poms ready for the Christmas tree, but we'll have to postpone it for... Maybe we'll do it in July. We'll do Christmas in July. How about that?
Presents?
Yeah, we'll do.
Awesome.
How about that? We'll postpone the Christmas thing
Christmas
for
party?
Christmas in July, and I'll put up the tree and everything.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Fine.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. So, well, the Christmas yarny Christmas
is now postponed till July.
July.
We have postponed the celebration of Jesus Christ's birth / Hallmark's favorite holiday / the mall's favorite holiday.
And we're going to do a gift exchange, and I'm going to demand that everybody packs it up in Christmas paper.
I don't wrap anything in Christmas paper, even in Christmas.
But it's Christmas in July, and you really should make an effort to do Christmas paper in Christmas
in
July.
I don't even do Christmas paper in Christmas time.
Yeah, well, everybody does, but in July it's different.
I don't do it in Christmas time.
Okay, let's
all sing the words to the song that we all know is coming up. Brown paper packages tied up with string.
Yeah.
That's how I wrap my Christmas presents in with wrapping paper with string.
Fine.
Because that way when you get to my present, I'm like, that's mine.
A ghetto one, that's mine.
It's not ghetto, it's beautiful. It's
all
old fashioned-y.
Let's move on. Moving on from the ghetto presents.
It's not ghetto. You're not getting anything now. I'm going to put your shit in a Ziploc bag and call it done. Like, here.
99 cent store plastic bag. Here's your gift.
Have Bailey bring it to you with slobber on it.
Did you finish anything in the last couple of
weeks?
Yes,
I have. Can I put you down, monkey? He's intrigued by you cutting that.
I'm making a pom-pom here.
All right, I'm putting your kit. He lost... like 6 ounces, and then he gained 10.
Oh.
Such a chunky monkey.
So what'd you finish?
I finished my scrubbies for the winter scrubby land.
And talk about procrastination. Wasn't it last year that the day of the swap, you actually finished yours?
No, that was this year. Okay. The day of the swap. And that wasn't for the scrubbies. That was for the pot holder.
Oh, excuse me.
I didn't participate in the scrubbies last year.
Because you didn't get them done.
No, I didn't even start.
Exactly.
Remember I said I didn't want to do it? I was like, I'm not doing it.
Why did you not want to do it? It was your idea.
No, it wasn't. It was the girls on the blog, the group came up with it.
And no, we discussed it, remember?
I agreed with it, but said I wasn't going to participate.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
And then, because remember when I got to your house and we did it, I was like, oh my God, I wish I had done this.
You were in my house?
Yeah. Ooh.
No, we did not.
Yes, we did. We had tea. We sat at your table, we took pictures, and distributed the scrubbies.
Okay. Can't remember that.
It was a weekday. I drove up after work.
Interesting. Anyways, moving on.
Someone's having a senior moment.
Yeah.
I made 3 scrubbies. I used the springtime coasters, pattern, because I thought they were the perfect size. Yeah, I thought they were just really cute, and they gave me an opportunity, because I don't want to mix the reds and green that I have, even though it's the same red and green that you have. It's just something, I just couldn't find a pattern that I liked to put those two colors together, and to be perfectly honest, and I know this sounds anti-Christmas, red and green together just drives me insane. I know. So I did.
That's why my colors that I picked are pink and purple.
And red and green.
Hello Kitty Christmas scrubby.
So I made my little scrubbies. One's red and white, one's green and white. The other one is the Hanukkah scrubby, which is blue and white.
I like that one.
So maybe I'm really happy.
Convert.
I really like them. Ones. They came out really cute. They were really
very
fast.
Cute.
With the weaving in the ends and doing the whole thing together, I think they were like 20 minutes a piece or 30 minutes a piece because you just got to change colors a couple of times.
Right.
And I cranked these bad boys out while watching Law and Order. Super cute, right?
Yep.
Here's the thing. If you guys, and of course, we're going to link this pattern to the show notes, but this pattern, it curls when you crochet it up, and these are like totally curly right now. Read some lady, she said, if you block it out, they totally flatten out and everything sits flat on them.
Nice.
But I totally think they're the cutest, what you call it, scrubbies.
I don't even think you need to block them since they're being used for scrubbies.
And
I think
they look
coasters.
Cute, all curled up a little bit like
yeah,
a flower.
Absolutely.
So cute.
Very
and I kind of want to keep them, but I'm going to be generous. Whatever. I also
Oh, yeah, but you have seen some of the stuff that's incoming. So cute.
I know. I looked at it after I finished my first two. I'm like, oh, gosh, so cute. So, but then I finished this also, I finished my dewdrop cow.
Whoa.
It's pretty, right?
It looks very pretty.
My
and the orange is not that obnoxious anymore.
I know, because it's off the needles. And that's the thing about taking stuff off the needles. It's a lot longer than it looked on the needles. I can totally wrap
because
it around
last
twice.
Week she had a little bit of it done, and I was in complete shock about the green and orange that is in there because it looked very obnoxious.
It is
and
nice
when it's all together... It's very pretty.
I think on a black t-shirt like I have on with my wool blue jacket. How cute.
Very good job.
My aunt was here. Okay, here's what happened though. What happened was I'm knitting. It's late at night. I'm tired. I'm watching TV and I'm marking off my rows. And so there were so many rows between because there's three rows of lace. Just, you know, simple yarn over, knit two together.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's you know, a certain number between... The middle, you know, the first one, the middle one, and the third one.
Right.
Yeah, what had happened was I wasn't paying attention, and I just skipped over two numbers. Like, I just clearly didn't cross them off and totally ignored them.
Right.
And did the yarn over row, and I was like, well, shit, it's going to be short now. So I worked it out. So I changed the hat. I was not ripping back. And I went and bought another skein of yarn because I knew I was going to need an extra one. So I did. Instead of... You know, the cast on, a few rows of stockinette, the row of lace, and a big chunk of stockinette, a row of lace, big chunk, and then, you know, tiny bit on the end. Yeah, there's like four rows of lace and three sections of
so
stockinette.
So you improved on the pattern?
Yes.
All right.
It's a creative design. It's a design feature. It's a design feature because I was making
feature.
It fancy.
You made it your own?
I made it my own. Yes.
All right. Way to go.
I made a
congratulations. That's very nice.
Thank you. I'm really happy with it.
I am too. It's very pretty. I'm surprised, impressed that it actually. Because
you hate on
because
stuff.
Because I hated the orange and the green earlier.
But it looks good.
It
looks so much smaller on the needles. And I took it off. I was like, holy moly, this thing is long. But it came out really pretty. I'm so happy with it.
The pattern? Pattern easy?
So easy. Total
because it's very pretty.
Gift knitting
What's
galore.
The pattern called?
Dewdrop Cow.
Dewdrop Cow. Okay. So
total gift giving. You can knock this out in the weekend.
I've just decided when I watched you that I don't want to do any more gift giving or swaps other than the washcloth swap. I'm gonna just knit for myself. That's my New Year's resolution for next year. I'm gonna only knit for myself. I'm done with gift giving. The end. I'll go buy something. Purchase.
I like that. The end.
US dollars will buy nice gifts.
You're just going to support the economy.
I will support the economy. I finished. Yay.
May I ask why you don't want to knit or crochet anything?
Because I want to do something for myself. You made this beautiful scarf. You have it or a cowl. You have it around your neck. You were able to wear it to work. I have nothing because I'm doing like a million things for everybody else.
You have the... Not that I'm trying to get you to knit for. You need to join the Selfish Knitters and Crocheters group.
I used to be a member, then I had
I'm a
too
member.
Many groups, and I was like, okay, forget it.
I'm a member for that one. I love them. That was the team I was on for the Ravelympics.
That's
sorry,
right.
the Ravelinic Games.
We'll make a link to the Selfish Knitters group, which I should be not president of in 2013.
It's not that they don't knit for other people. They just don't knit for people that are undeserving, that don't appreciate it. And they're about, you know, if you want to knit something for you, there's nothing wrong. My mother had nothing she made.
That's wrong.
My mother knit and crocheted for everyone else. She never made herself anything.
I'm going to make myself. I want to make a... How long have I been talking about making a shawl?
Yeah. You need to make yourself some socks.
I need
socks,
to make a shawl. No, I don't need socks. Socks fine. But I have two pairs of socks, by the way. But shawls. I need shawls.
It's
shawls
so long. Crazy. It's so long, but it doubles
I like
perfectly.
That pattern. This is a really
it's
cool
really
pattern.
It's really easy. Look, I mean, it's really... I mean, minus my design.
A little bit, you know. Very cool.
I did make it up the yarn. I didn't say what yarn. This is out of... Oh, the coasters were out of... Peaches and cream and sugar and cream, of course. The shawl I made out of, the cowl I made out of Norrl Cherman in the colorway 6B. You know, because they have the fancy colorways. I wish they would just name it. It's very orange. It's orange, silver.
What would they
blue.
Name this tacky orange with other
no,
colors?
No, it's pretty. Shut up. I love it.
Let me be the namer of yarn.
No, you're not allowed to name yarn.
Ass brown.
See, every color you didn't like would get some horrible name.
Gorgeous blue.
Yeah, all the blues would be that, like these beautiful names, and then everything else would be like shit
Sky
brown.
Jumper.
Sky jumper.
Unicorn chaser.
Everything else would be like turkey. Yeah, it would just be horrible. It was... Fired. We're putting you in the blue section. But yeah, I highly recommend the Dewdrop cowl because it's quick knitting. It's supposed to be on sport weight, so it shouldn't be as long as mine. But I wanted to get a cowl in this yarn because of Jill. Because she made a cowl in this yarn. I was like, pretty. So pretty. And
so,
then, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, so then she actually gave me this yarn. This yarn was a gift from Jill. And yes. I was like, I'm going to make a cowl with it just like Jill. Special.
She makes a lot of stuff.
She's a badass.
So I finished some things. I finished things.
Yes, you finished a ton of things. But wait, I want to point out, have you noticed how knitting monogamous I've been?
Yes, you have been.
What's
weird.
With that?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm ready to
settle down.
Settle down
in a relationship. Now you're starting to project it onto the yarn.
Oh, man. I am going out with my hot friend Chris tomorrow.
When you are starting to knit in baby pinks and baby blues, then we know what that projects.
That you need to slap the shit out of me. I'm having a moment.
All right, so I finished the level one scarf for the masters. Yay, finally. I'm going to mail it off.
Go Eve.
I have to go through the requirements one more time. No. I have to go through
Did
the
you pick
requirements.
A fancy binder?
I have binders done.
Is
binder
it fancy?
Has been
glitter?
Done.
Is there glitter?
There's
Is
no
there
glitter.
Glitter.
No glitter. It's a white one. Maybe I'll make a fancy cover or something. But
come on now.
Yeah, maybe I'll put some red on it with my glitter pen, and then they open it and they have goo on their hands and gonna right
Ooh,
in there.
Bring the heat. You have scrapbooking material. Mod podge that bitch up.
I don't know if I have the time.
You want me to do it for you?
No, it's all right.
I'll do the blues.
I have to
peaks.
Just go through the requirements one more time to make sure that I got everything. But then it's gonna be in the mail.
Now, have any of your
week.
Friends heard back from?
Not yet. Okay. So
did they tell you how long it takes for them to?
Is that 6 weeks? So my friends were smart enough to get this done and send it in before Thanksgiving, so that they hopefully will get it back before Christmas. I'm of course the procrastinator, you know.
And get it back in February.
I'll get it back. Yeah, end of January, whatever. You know, whatever. It's done.
Are you happy?
Yes, because I can
really
start level two very soon.
I look crazy looking at your face. You're like Mr. Burns, all crazy.
So
I can design a sweater in like level three.
Level three is going to be insane, but let's just finish level
Let's
one.
Just focus on level one. Okay. We're very
let's
low
get
key
that
tonight.
In the mail.
We're low key tonight. It's a Friday night. We usually record on Thursday, but.
It's Friday.
It was raining
Happy
last
Apollo.
Night. And for those who live in Los Angeles, you know, that's like a catastrophe. Getting anywhere is a hot mess. So we postponed. I was supposed to go mall shopping, so we're a little mellow. It's been a long week. after Thanksgiving.
I finished something else. The space travel chasing back.
Where is it?
Yeah, I forgot it at home, but it's in Market Back.
And is it mine?
It has an issue.
Because where is mine?
No, listen. I think I'm gonna die.
Can you make mine before you go on this? I ain't making stuff for no one else.
Oh, crap. Yours is supposed to be green.
Yes, hot green by Burnett.
You might have a green there.
You do. I wanted it in the green. I have some extra if you need some.
Maybe I'll make one more bag.
Like woohoo!
But what happened was this one is I started it with some yarn that Lisa had grabbed for me, some cream colored yarn, and then I ran out, of course, and I started the second, and I had some cream colored yarn. Apparently, it's a different cream color. There's different shades of cream, so it's lighter on top than it is on the bottom.
Do we have to do a whole podcast on dye-lots?
How can you have a dye-lot if you take your neighbor's yarn and then continue with your own? So, and it's a Market Back. I think I might throw it into some, if it looks really
it's
stupid.
It's cotton though, right?
It's cotton. I should be able to dye that, no?
With what?
Rit.
Yeah, I'll take Rit.
So, dark blue Rit.
Gosh, dark blue. Didn't we just talk about this? Is this a unicorn chaser color?
It's the unicorn chaser.
Oh, God.
And I finished something else. Skydivers. Skydivers heaven.
Oh, God.
And I finished pom-poms. I made a whole bag of pom-poms.
Like how many?
Like a bag this big.
Let me see that giant one over there. This is truly what Red Heart Super Saver Ombre should be used for.
I'm using it.
That's why I said it.
That pom-pom is about, 6 inches in diameter?
Is it Monet? Are they both Monet?
They are different.
No, they're different. No wonder they're so fantastic. She's using Red Heart Super Saver Artist Print and Monet, which is kind of like the same thing, but different.
Yeah.
They're pretty. They're the size of my head. Bailey, look.
Cat is scared of these pom-poms because they're so big.
It's bigger than his head. He's looking at like, what moon is this swinging above me?
There's a planet in my house.
It's pretty cool, though. I kind of want to toss it at your head.
You can toss
it
at my head.
I can throw these at work. Speaking of work, holy crap, my arch nemesis at work is leaving.
All right. Congratulations.
I'm so happy. Is that bad?
No.
Okay, good. Actually cheered when they told me.
I have one person who, okay, this is the weirdest story. Do we have time for a story? I guess we do because we
don't
have much yarn stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Several months ago,
there's a secretary on one of the floors that I'm working on. And several months ago, I have the habit because the city of Pasadena is like, we need to save, Edison needs you to go and conserve energy. Please turn off the lights when you don't need them. Turn off machines you don't need. We're in one of those power crises, whatever. So I turn off the lights in the bathroom when I leave the bathroom.
I can't do that because it's dark in here and it's crazy.
It's really dark in there too, but if there's nobody in there, I'll turn it off. Next person comes in, the lights, which is right there,
right.
You know? So several months ago, I remember clearly, I was thinking about something work-related and I just came up for some reason in the bathroom. I was like, oh, great, I know how I solved this problem. So I'm going to wash my hands, turn off the light, walk out, walk away. So
was there someone in the bathroom?
There was somebody in the bathroom. So, but listen to this. Ten minutes later, this woman, crazed, like she's a secretary there, right? Crazed, like, were you in the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, a while ago. Did you turn off the light? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I was in there. And she totally yells there, don't you dare ever turn off the light, blah, blah, blah. I was standing there, my mouth dropped open, and then like all these people from all these offices come, and I was in there like a little school child, this woman yelling at me, and I was so flabbergasted, because normally I'm like, excuse me, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, you're like, a bitch, you need to stop yelling at me. That's when I call you a bitch, and I mean it. You need to stop yelling at me.
That's what would have been my reaction, but I was just so, I was like,
I'm a grown woman and I was flabbergasted
that I did not a word came out.
You're grown and you don't expect someone to yell at you. And see, my knee jerk is, as we know, is angry. I'm like, what?
So all these other people were saying that they're just looking and we're like, and then after she was gone, she stormed off and just yelled at around. And she had apparently gone on the whole floor to every female. Are you in the bathroom? You know,
oh my
crazy. So
we're co-workers, man.
So I was just like, 10 minutes later, I was like, did the woman just yell at me? You know?
You're such a better person than
no,
I am.
No, it's not nothing to do with better. I was just so
shocked,
totally blown away by this. So she's retiring. So this other guy who wasn't there for the whole drama, he came to me and said, did you know that she's retiring? I'm like, I'm not saying anything. You know?
Well, this guy, and I feel no shame about talking about him. This guy, he came to work for us some time ago, did questionable work, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. He did this presentation that I didn't say anything. And the guy that used to work for us, who was kind of not the nicest guy, he walked up, he goes, dude, your presentation looks like baby shit all over it.
What?
And I turned around, I go, now, I wasn't going to say anything, but since Doug said something, okay, I have to agree with him. And I go, Doug and I don't agree on much, okay? I go, but I do have to agree that it does look like shit. So it had a brown gradation background.
Oh,
okay. Monkey, come here. It was horrible. So it was so bad. And so he's had done some questionable shit like that. And we're like, Japan is going to freak out. Are you high? And so then he leaves. And goes on, his wife got some grant. They go to Italy for a year. And it was kind of like, we were all, and I'd had problems with him, like work problems where he had sent me a nasty email that was unwarranted. And even if it had been warranted, what he said was not okay. And, but he hadn't been doing his job and he got mad because I actually had to talk to someone else to do his job for him because he hadn't done it.
Right.
And he got mad, so I asked, you know, had, you know, put it in front of the guy he worked for. Well, had you done your job, I wouldn't have to done that. So he leaves, goes to Italy for a year. They never fill his position.
He comes back.
They hire him again.
Ugh.
And he's a little bitch. He's a punk.
So now is he getting fired or is he just leaving?
No, he got a job with a competitor.
All right, is he going to...
In another country. I couldn't be happier.
Good for you.
I could not be happy because
other country changes and he'll come back. Well, he went to Italy before he came back. You know, you never know.
Apparently, I mean, it's a stop eating my house slipper.
Just make sure you find somebody to fill his job and you'll be fine.
He's not on my group, but and because when he's been here, I actually had to go to HR and complain about him because he was so rude to me. He sent me an email. I sent it to my boss, his boss, and our boss's common boss.
Mm-hmm.
And his boss was like, well...
Oh, I remember
that.
That was a couple of years ago, right?
No, that was this year.
Oh.
He was trying to make excuses for him. I said, you know what? I go, and because you're sitting here trying to protect him, I go, you best believe I'm taking this to HR. And I have marched my happy ass down there. I took my emails. I told them everything that happened, stuff I had done wrong and could have handled better, like everything. I said, I am no model employee. I go, she was like, oh, no, this is not okay. And then he won't even look me in his face. We sat across each other.
Well, that's, you know what? Good for you. You don't have to deal with that.
So happy.
Yay.
We're actually losing two people, but he's the one I'm happy about.
Did you... So yarn. Coming back to yarn.
God,
all the
like
work
we
stuff.
Over. We talk about so much work shit today.
I know, we're talking about everything. We're off the...
Yeah,
subject.
We're off today,
we're,
dude.
We're in a weird... energy going
it's
on
the
there.
Holidays and it gets weird like this. But did I buy anything yarn and crafty related?
Did you?
Maybe.
Did you?
I bought Amazon. Amazing.
All right. Okay.
I bought two skeins. I totally forgot because I bought this last night. I bought two skeins of Aurora by Lion Brand. Amazing. To make
Ooh.
The Lyndhurst cow.
Maybe.
And I'm actually making, again, it's very rare that I do this, but I'm making the pattern using the yarn
they recommend.
And the yarn that's in the picture, in the color. I was like,
yeah, I did that with the hat, and that was a beautiful hat. Right?
I know.
I can't find that
designers
hat anymore.
Might be onto something.
Right? I don't know where that hat is. I was looking for it. I have no idea what happened.
I'm going to make that hat on my year of projects, and I'm actually going to make it in the guy's color.
Right.
But I've been eyeballing it, the Bernay in the ninja colorway that's purple, green, and black. It's dope.
Nice.
It's kind of cool.
So did I buy anything? Nothing worth mentioning. Just some cotton yarn as usual and the magazine thing. That's it.
Where is all this yarn that you have on my desk coming from? Like,
oh, out of the rice bag.
Is that stash?
Yeah, that's all. Oh, this is Lion Brand.
That's
homespun,
dude. That's the business.
That's pom-pom business, you know? That's what it's good
Ooh,
for.
That stuff is awesome. I love it. It makes really cozy cows. And scarves. Oh, it's so...
I hate this color. It's ugly.
Why'd you buy it then, Freak?
I didn't buy it. That was... Somebody gave that to me. Inheritance.
I like that stuff. It's a little acrylic-y,
it's
but I like it.
It's perfect for pom-poms, and that's what I'm doing right now, so... Anyway...
This is like $7 a skein, and you're making pom-poms. Not that that's terribly expensive, but it's not like, you know, $3 Red Heart either.
Yeah, I'm making pom-poms. I don't know what else to do. I need to room at home.
People
did
a whole book
shrink.
About homespun by Lion Brand.
I did not know that homespun has actually nice colors, like solid colors, until my friend's blanket. I was like, oh.
It knits up fabulously. And they have Christmas colors.
They make pom-poms out of it.
They have, what you call it, Christmas colors too, like a solid green, a sparkly green, a sparkly red, and I think like a sparkly white. It's really pretty.
Nice.
If you're knitting, oh man, if you're knitting stockings, that stuff would be the business.
Yeah, probably. Thick enough.
No, yeah, that it is.
Quick. All right, moving on. Let's get back on topic.
We're still talking about yarn.
That's true.
But remember, we are the worst podcast ever.
Yes, we got a review on the website and somebody's comment was, oh my God.
You're the worst podcast
ever. I'm so sorry, but this was the worst podcast I've ever heard or something like that. And that's a milestone. We got a hate mail.
But here's the thing. She didn't even have enough balls to put her name to it.
Oh, and then Lisa stepped in and totally defended us.
Oh, what'd she say?
She was like, if you don't have anything constructive to
say,
then don't say anything, you know?
We're all over the place. We know that like if you look at the knit girls, they tell you what needles they use, what yarn, they're very systematic. We are not them. We have ADD. Okay. We're lucky. I saw a Pinterest today that says, you know, I want to go to sleep, but then it turns into my ADD. One sheep, two sheep, cow, turtle, old McDonald had a farm, and Macarena. Like, you know, we're all over the place. And I mean, I'm sure other ADD knitters could relate to us. And we're just, you know, we're fun. And I'm not saying the knit girls aren't fun. That's just not us when we record.
Yeah, we're just different.
Yeah. And if you don't like us, we get that. But if you don't have anything constructive to say, you just say we're the worst podcast ever, which is not true because we both have some sleepers on our list.
Yep.
That we're different.
It's just a matter of taste. If you like the babble that we have, or if you like to hear something more technical or more yarn focused or whatever, or the the fat squirrel. She's so funny. I think she's hilarious. You know.
But she grows on you. You don't immediately like, and she said it too. She goes, all the reviews are, you have to listen to more than one episode.
Absolutely, because
I loved her immediately.
I was like, what?
Hello, welcome to the fat squirrel. How are you? I love your faces, which I say to my dog. I love your face. I love her.
So anyway, so we got that
first
hate mail. I feel so proud.
We love you too.
A milestone. I feel like I'm Howard Stern or something, you know? That makes me feel
good. The Howard Stern of knitters.
Right? That's so awesome.
I'm sure Howard Stern is like, he's like twitching. He's like, someone's talking about me.
He's like, what? Those the works. How dare they compare themselves to my genius.
We're awesome. Yeah, you're a genius. Uh-huh.
So,
what did you buy? You said you didn't buy anything.
I bought some cotton, but that's it.
So. Are we really in the yarn book magazine reviewing kind of mode?
Yeah, let's do this really quick. Let's focus here. Yarn review. It's actually pretty quick.
God, dog, let me touch it. Dang.
Watch this one. We're doing that one first.
Cassie swatted my hand.
Her hands there. Cast On magazine, November 2012 to January 2013 issue. This is the issue that's come out, Knitting Guild of America. If you are a member, the membership is $30 a year. You get 4 issues of the magazine. The magazine, I have to say, as usual, is highly technical. I am not buying this for the pictures. I'm actually reading the articles in this.
People say that about Playboy.
I know. I'm really reading the articles because the items I like, there's a blanket in there that I like, which
the
is...
The Mosaic, Cozy Mosaic Lap Throw by Melissa Leitman.
So that's quite intriguing, but I don't think I'll ever make it. And then there were some Argyle socks, which I might make because I need to do something Argyle in level 2. They have a whole article about Argyle.
Ooh,
in there.
I would like some Argyle socks in brown, teal, mm-hmm. and orange.
Yeah, there they are. Just
yes,
need
please.
Some orange. So as usual, the projects are matter of taste. I think they could improve with different colors and spicing it up a little bit. But really good technical articles. And there is one article in here that I wanted to talk to. And I wanted to actually read a paragraph out of here. It's our technical corner. Did you know felting, fulling, and bold wool? Fulling is F-U-L-L-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
Felting, fulling, and boiled wool. Do you know the difference? Because what we're doing is not really felting.
What are we doing?
We're fulling.
Yes.
I did not know that. So let me read this here, if I may. Many knitters
wonder... Let me just say we're not technical.
We're a little technical. It's one
paragraph
that I'm not technical. I'm reading out of a magazine. Many knitters wonder if there's a difference in these terms, felting, fulling, and boiled wool. Technically, the answer is yes. Felting predates knitting and is the process of turning bats of fleece into felted fabric.
Yes,
so
I've
with
seen that.
Felting, you just take the fleece and make a fabric out of it. Fulling is the process of producing felted fabric from already woven or knitted wool. That's what we are doing. When we say, oh, I'm making a felted
bag,
it's actually a fulled bag. And felting and fulling add to the wind and water resistance already found in animal fibers. Boiled wool is a term used to describe an industrial process similar to fulling, which creates large quantities of a specific type of garment. Among hand knitters, the three terms are used interchangeably. So that was my technical lesson, because I was fascinated with that paragraph. I read it like 5 times. I was like, ooh, fulling. I'm fulling. I'm not
that. You're
going to
start correcting people now, aren't you?
Yes, I will. So that's it for the review of Cast On. The second one I have is I actually bought one of those, you know what?
I love those little books. I have a ton of them.
The little books at Michaels and Joann's.
They're booklets. They're booklets put out usually by a brand of yarn.
Exactly.
And they have there's a Sugar and Cream does one just for cotton stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I have a number of them. Bernay, I have.
Bernat.
Sorry, Bernat.
I don't remember what we called them. How to pronounce
we
it.
Did not call them. You called them. Crazy person.
Well, I found one. I was at Michael's. It's Caron, and I think it's their Caron Spa yarn, which I think is not a worsted. It's
no,
a sports
it's a,
weight or
it's
something.
It's a DK, if I'm not mistaken.
It's called Relaxed Fashion. 4 crochet designs featuring Caron Spa yarn. And I liked that jacket that's on the back.
That's pretty.
I totally love it. I bought it for that. And I'm going to make that for myself and nobody else. Because that's what it's going to be from now on.
Yeah, I need to make myself before 2013. Before you go on this crazy, I'm not making anything right.
It's called a Breezy Lace Jacket.
That'd be really nice for a nice summer night. But yes, you're going to make it in blue and or black.
I don't know. Black would be nice.
See? Not black, but midnight sky.
Midnight sky. Dark pleasure.
Ooh, that should be a red and said way more sex phone operator. Dark pleasure. That sounds like a black porn. I'm just saying.
Anyway. Yeah, dark pleasure strikes
dark
again.
Pleasure.
So there's 4 of these crochet patterns in there. I like 3 of them or 2.5 of them. One I would modify a little bit.
2.5.
but I love that jacket and I will make that. So
yeah,
I spent all full of $4 on that booklet.
I know, that's the thing. They don't, they're not, you know. It's $4, you get 4 patterns. That's $1 pattern. That's not bad. I've paid
not
way
bad
more
dog.
Than that for a pattern.
Right.
Gosh.
So anyway, so much for the yarn review and for the technical corner. New Ravelry favorites.
So oh, yes. Anything? How do you say that?
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino by?
Adela Ilichmanova. Ilichmanova.
I love that hat. If anyone
it's follow, a hat?
Yes. If anyone follows me on my blog, I decided to frog one of my projects for the year of my YOP project. And I was like, well, now I still have this yarn and I took off a project. So I picked this hat, and this hat has funky ears. How funky is that? It has funky. So it's an ear hat, but it's knit flat until you get to the crown. And so you have these long ears that sits around your back, and then it crowns out like a normal hat, but it's really odd, but I really, really like it. And I cannot wait to make it with the James B. Marvel, James B. Barrett, James B. Brett Chunky Marvel. It's going to be so dope. You do not seem convinced by the awesomeness of this hat.
I honestly don't like it, but
you don't like
I'm
anything
surprised. That's not true. But I'm surprised there's 2,991 projects on Ravelry for it. And so I need to look at it maybe in different colors because what they have up there is not my cup of tea.
Anything I pick out is not your cup of tea. Until I make it, then you're like, oh, that's nice.
But I think that tassel on top is just
yeah, you
got
to get rid of the tassel on top and do the braids around the ear.
Okay, I can live with that. It looks much better like that. Whereas here, like this one, right?
Yeah, braids, no tassel. That's what I'm doing.
That's better. Oh, the background of the picture.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is not cute.
That's a nice hat.
You are a hard sell, dude.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
That's not true. I loved your cowl.
After I made it.
But that wasn't the cowl.
You
didn't
like it before.
I didn't like the yarn.
You had no opinion of the cowl. You're like, the first when you saw it, you're like, I don't like this color. It would be pretty without the orange and green.
Right.
Everything I make, you're like, while I'm working on it, you're like, I don't like it.
Hey, and then I made half of the project that you made afterwards. And I was like, oh, I like it a lot. Because
you're a hard sell.
Because I don't see it. I don't have the artistic eye. I just need to see it right in front of me. That's what it's going to look like. I'm like, oh, okay. I can't imagine, I don't have the imagination like others. I'm artistically challenged.
That, like, it's one of the things in photography, they said the hardest thing, one of the hardest people have with shooting black and white is being able to visualize in black and white. And they're always shocked when they get their pictures back and it's in black and white. I'm like, well, first and foremost, you shot on black and white film, so it's going to work out like that. But second, and that's a hard thing. I'm like, well, you can't be a good black and white photographer if you can't see it. And so when I get my black and white pictures back, I'm like, it's exactly how I thought they were going to be.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, people have a problem doing this? Because in my mind, I see it in black and white. Like, I can suck the color out of, you know, what I have in my head. And I love it.
Yeah, I'm artistically challenged. Give me numbers and like logic problems any time of the day. But artistically, not so much there. That's why it's hard for me, you know, to see things. That's why I think this hat is ugly.
And that's why
I see it in a way.
Blue too.
That what?
I think that's why you default to
yeah,
blue
because
too.
I like the color.
Yeah.
So. I'll be like, oh, brown looks like ass brown. Anyways, where were we? She's just sitting there shaking her head.
What is your
favorite? So you're going to make the cappuccino?
That's going to be after I make this cowl for my friend. I'm actually going to cast on both at the same time.
Oh, I'm getting multi-poly.
No, I'm just going to cast them both on and then make hers.
Polygamous. There we go. That's what's a thing called.
Polyamorous.
Okay, so my favorite on Ravelry is a designer named Joanne Loh, L-O-H, and she goes, as username is Craft Passion on Ravelry. She's got some awesome stuff.
Let me see.
Not all of it I like, but most of it I like.
Look at my look of shock.
Really? I like,
really,
especially the floral picnic basket that she designed and made out of hemp yarn.
So cute.
So look up Joanne Loh. We'll link to her. Cool stuff. Ravelry favorite.
I like her little picnic basket, how it connects to the back of the bike. Can I put you down? Oops, sorry.
And I mean, she also has the African flower purse, which is a crochet purse, which I think is very pretty.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. And I have a thought that you wouldn't like that, too. See, you confuse me.
See, the thing is, you need to just see it in another color. I don't like that color, but I like the purse itself. I like purses.
You like purses. Did you see the pom-pom faux mink scarf?
No, I did not.
What? How'd you let that get past you?
Pom-poms. Oh yeah.
The pom-pom yarn that your cats would go ape shit on.
Right. I cannot have a pom-pom. I wanted to make a pom-pom rag. That would last about 3.5 minutes in my house. The cat goes nuts on pom-poms.
Put your hand open because I do not feel like driving you to the hospital. I will sew you up in my craft room.
She's scared watching me make a giant pom-pom.
Because you're going to slice your hand open and you're going to bleed all the stuff. I'm going to be pissed off.
Okay. That's my hand. All right.
What are we reading? I am not reading anything because, I'm not reading anything because I finished the Hunger Games series and I'm so emotionally spent. I was crying at the end. It was so traumatic. And it's like I get into books that, and when I read books like that were good, that was emotional, you were going to slice your finger open, that I cannot, I need some time. I need a moment away. And so I'm taking a minute.
Well,
everything in my freaking bookshelf was like the Help, Girl with a Dragon Tattoo series. I'm like, why are my reading tastes so dark?
Everything I had a similar experience than that. What you have, I totally understand that because I read a book. It was called The Boy in the Suitcase. Never heard of it. Some book club in some group read it, so I picked it up, read it, and I inhaled it. I was like through with that. It was so, it grabbed. It was written by some, and it plays in like Sweden and Norway and these countries, you know, and it was a mystery sort of weird thing. It was really, really good. The Boy in the Suitcase.
Bye.
I can't pronounce the name. I didn't even bother. I'll link it up. And after I was done with that, I could not go into another story. So okay. Right now what I'm reading is The Warren Buffett Way. So wow. I love Warren Buffett. Oh my God, I love him. I love him. I want to marry him this week. You know.
This week?
Yeah, next week it's going to be somebody else again, you know. But God, I love Warren Buffett.
At least my celebrity out of, you know, touch romances are like long term. I've been in love with Jeffrey Donovan for like 5 years. And then he had the nerve to get engaged to someone else named Michelle.
Oh, funny.
It's not funny. It hurt my feelings. And they got engaged during my birth month. I did not approve any of that. He didn't call me. He didn't tell me we had broke up. Because apparently he didn't know we were dating.
You're going to be arrested if that guy ever gets stalked. You know, this is...
I love him. He's so hot.
I love Warren Buffett.
A lot of people love Warren.
Hot, but...
I don't know if he's hot. But Jeffrey Donovan is age appropriate.
But Warren Buffett has these morals. There is some values there that are just so lost in the business world nowadays. I'm just in love with him this week.
A little bit qualifier this week. Wow, game 3 has totally bailed on us for food.
He's not interested in us anymore. Do we have anything else to say here?
I have a story.
Do we have time? Okay. Make it quick. Pop up.
So much pressure, performing anxiety. So one of my favorite shows is Drug Inc. on National Geographic.
Okay.
And what it does, it talks about drugs. It talks about, it approaches it from a couple ways. It either looks at a city or a state that has a very specific drug problem. Like they did one on Alaska because they have a heroin and alcohol problem, like really bad heroin and alcohol problem. They did one on Vegas, which you could imagine it was very interesting. But I was watching the one on New Orleans because they have a very distinct problem after Hurricane Katrina with drugs. And I'm not going to go into all of that, but one of the things that I found out is you have these drug dealers and, you know, people that live in the city, you know, they have different grades of weed, they have heroin, they have hash, they have all this stuff, but they have a drug specifically for tourists.
For
fake,
tourists?
Yes, for tourists. Fake crack.
Okay.
They make fake crack and
frack.
Frack. It's called Wompies, Wimpies, or something like that. They take, they're selling this. It's oral gel that you use when you have a mouth fungus and baking soda. And they sell it as crack.
That's
and
crazy.
So we're talking about something that have an overhead of like $3 and they're making $250, $300 off of this stuff. And they mix it together and put it in the microwave for 15 minutes. And so they're interviewing these drugs, and these are drug dealers, okay? And he goes, you know, we feel bad about selling it. He goes, but we'll never see him again. And he goes, and really, you shouldn't be doing drugs anyway. When your drug dealer tells you you shouldn't be doing drugs, that's a hit and a half. And so his girlfriend was cooking it up and cutting it up. She goes, yeah. She goes, you shouldn't be buying drugs in a strange city from strange people anyway. Right. She goes, if you don't have a friend that has a drug dealer, don't be buying drugs. So I tell my coworkers about this. I'm like, they're selling this. I go, you know what? We are in the wrong business. Because there it's illegal because it's such a big problem. It has a 7-year jail term attached to it. They catch you selling
it. To sell or jail?
To sell fake crack.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if it's really illegal anywhere unless you say, hey, this, like if I say, hey, you want something, you just assume it's crack and I sell it to you. I never told you it was crack. It's going to be hard to get it anywhere, get me in jail for that. But it's a 7-year stretch in New Orleans. We're like, let's sell this worldwide. Let's do this. So all day long, the running joke was, I go to leave in my eye over the weekend, don't be buying no strange drugs from strange people. Okay, like non-stop crack,
it's,
fake
it's
crack.
What cracks me up about this is that you have drug dealers giving you lessons on morality, on doing the right thing there.
But like you said, he goes, you shouldn't be doing drugs anyway. And that's what you get for being in the city that you don't know anybody. Buying drugs off the street, and what it does, it causes your face to get numb, okay? That's your own damn fault, paying $35 for baking soda and freaking Orija. Because like the girl said, you shouldn't be buying drugs from a stranger in the city. And she goes, especially in New Orleans. They're like, and when the drug dealers tell you that you shouldn't be doing drugs, and the same drug dealer, he takes credit cards. He has one of those credit card readers that attaches
so
to your
bad.
iPhone. And he goes, oh, you need an 8-ball and some marijuana? You don't have any cash on you? Run your credit card. He goes, your money deposits directly into my bank account. But what that means, if he ever gets busted and they access his bank account, they can see everyone that's purchased from him.
That's crazy. That's just insane.
But it just shows how much of a business. People think this is people slinging on the side. It is a viable business. He's taking credit cards?
That's crazy.
What are you, Nordstrom's? I'm like, and who's dumb enough to swipe their credit card, A, to a
drug dealer,
B, to buy drugs?
In a strange city.
In a strange city from strangers. Oh, but that's going to be my new business venture. We decided, you know, with my coworkers, that we're going to do We're going to be fake kingpins.
I don't want to hear about it.
But
you'll
get yarn.
I'll take the yarn gifts. I'll take the yarn kickbacks.
I told my dad, he goes, what is wrong with you? I go, don't be jealous. You'll get a cut.
You can use the podcast. We can make that into some sort of laundering business. Yeah, this is more podcast donations.
But we thought that was the funniest shit all day. We're like, people are selling fake crack and making real money.
Horrible, horrible.
I would shake the hand of the person who came up, and my friend goes, it was probably a crackhead that couldn't afford no crack,
right.
But had some orange oil, some bacon powder.
Yeah, I'm always surprised on what people would put in their bodies and how they come up with stuff. You know,
dude,
it's crazy.
Like,
crazy.
People smoke, you know, pot, and I'm not going to get into morality thing about it, but that's one thing, but when you start injecting heroin, you gotta really rethink some of the shit you're doing.
So the lesson, people, for today
is don't buy drugs from strange people in strange cities.
And don't use your credit card to do it.
And make sure you get real crack if you just feel the need to go that route.
That's the real thing. Let them taste it in front of you.
Make sure they face don't go down.
All
not
right.
Their face, they face.
Do we have anything, any last words? Yes. I want to give a shout out to the one truly girl who makes some awesome stitch markers.
So pretty.
Beautiful stitch markers. Thank you very much. If you're interested, I know she sells them at a store in Mendocino. And I don't know, maybe she sells them online too. Just go to her. We'll link to her site.
And
her
Yarn Geek. I can't think of the third part of her name, but we'll link it. Yarn Geek. She does spindles out of CDs. Her husband does the spindles out of CDs. She spins and has beautiful fiber.
Well, you know who does the whole yarn.
But her shop went naked and there was nothing in it for like a couple of days, and I kind of panicked because the stuff got restocked. I'm okay now.
No,
thank
but
you.
But you know who does spindles out of CDs and teaches classes on this? Our friend in New York, Kim.
Really?
Yeah. Craft Stash podcast. She actually teaches in her last episode. She actually added after the podcast a half an hour on the whole how to make a CD spindle.
I have to catch up on her.
Yeah, you do. She makes those and she teaches classes and stuff. I don't know if she sells them.
She's hilarious.
She's great. I love her.
I love her. Kim, if you ever come to LA, you can stay in my guest room.
Or in mine.
Bailey walked over looking like, I don't know her.
We want her to move here.
She's cute.
And you can bring
like
the husband,
her.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah,
it was
totally
funny. They were recording a podcast episode at the beach in Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in Cancun. And she was talking, and she was talking about yarn balls, and he's like, did you just say balls? Typical guy thing.
Oh, I want a husband.
She's like, yeah, yarn balls. All right, I think we have kept everybody long enough with our completely off-focus podcast.
Yeah, more so than usual.
I don't know how brains were today, but...
Hi, Bailey, but Bailey was really good today.
Bailey was good. Here is some more music.
Look
Mino.
At his face. This is his old man face.
He does look like an old man.
He's like, what? What's going on here?
Dog man. Cane.
Hey, sweetie.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Have a great 2 weeks.
Goodbye.
Ooh,
from
is...
the worst podcast ever.
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 Awesome.
This is
I love that face. He's like, I'm an old man. That is a cute.
That is so soft.
Throw it at me.
What is it?
Do you want it?
Do you want it? Of course he wants it.
Put it in the face. Put it in the face. Put it in the face. Ah,
bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.